This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
About 40,000 Verizon workers have been on strike since April 13th. Those striking have jobs like network technician or customer service representative, unionized positions that support telephone, TV, and the company's high-speed internet service, Fios. The problem is that Verizon doesn't see a lot of growth in this part of its business. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at what the strike tells us about the changing telecom landscape.
Thanks for calling Verizon. Due to a strike, you may experience a delay before reaching an agent.
The striking Verizon workers are on what's known as the wireline side of the business.
People that deal with landline services, whether that's phone or TV or broadband.
Jan Dawson is a technology analyst at Jackdaw Research. He says headcounts of call center and IT workers have dropped as the wireline business has declined. People have mostly given up on landline phones, and growth in fiber optic services is flat. To cut costs in wireline, Verizon wants to outsource more, which the striking workers don't like. And Verizon wants to invest more in wireless services, according to Christopher Yu, a communications law professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
The profitability and the growth potential on the wireless side is just so much higher.
So what leverage do the striking workers have, given that they're not on the growth side of the business? Yu says they'd have to show it's costlier for them to stay on strike and disrupt customer service than for Verizon to meet their demands. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.